Sundar Popo. So join us 9 o'clock at ShabdamRadio.com as we carry this broadcast live from Lime 101 FM. That this Sunday at 9 o'clock made it.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Our friends at Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, they always, apart from being busy, they are honestly a great, great source of comfort. Whenever you have an issue with funeral especially, their counselors, their representative always handle you with dignity and take care of your loved ones. This is why we associated ourselves with them. And they continue throughout this pandemic to do their great work. They have started a charity initiative with Global Medic, a registered charity and community business. They will be distributing food like lentil, chickpeas, rice to local food banks. And they are encouraging folks to do like them and buy packages that would be delivered. So they're raising money and sending it out. Their goal is 10,000 pounds of food. So if you'd like to contribute and be part of this charitable work, they would help with their coordinating of the effort, apart from they making a financial contribution. So if you'd like to help, you can call and reach out to Puneet. His number, you always hear him on this program. He would be happy to assist you, would give you the details how you can make the purchase yourself and receive a charitable receipt. 647-502-4528. That's Puneet at Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center. He is also the part manager for the Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center. Telephone number again for Puneet, 647-502-4528, 647-502-4528. Let's see who we have on the line. Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother. How are you?
Thanks for calling. Brother Karim Hussein Akbar Ali, Ramadan Mubarak to you and your family, and also accept my deepest sympathy for the passing away of your sister. I heard it on the news. May Allah grant her Jannatul Firdaus and give support to your mom and the rest of the family.
Well, you know, brother, first let me just say to you and to all our listeners, you know, we have started an initiative for a few years. We did the MCC Awards, the Music, Culture and Community Awards. And
yes,
due
yes.
to one individual who has been, again, up to last week, writing letters to different media outlets, including this radio station and the CRTC and all that. There's one individual who have been pulling bus, you know, it's been really a challenge dealing with him. Up until last week, he claimed that I use a Baby Susan item that belonged to him on television, which I never even had used any Baby Susan. But we stopped that. But you are one. Steve Rockwell was another who we wanted to single out and recognize. Let me just say this, brother. You were on the roster to receive an award, but Allah knows your effort and you would be tremendously bless, I'm sure. Over the years, what you have done from starting the Muslim school, from reaching out and organizing with many charitable events, you have been on the front line indeed. Allow me to say thank you, thank you, thank you for your years of dedication and service to not only the Muslim community, but our community at large. I remembered your dear friend, the late Kamaluddin Muhammad.
Yes.
Had presented me with one of his PNM ties, and he sent it with you with a note.
Yes,
and I know
that's
your dear friend and a long-time friend for many, many years.
Yes, yes, in Trinidad, yes.
So allow me to say thank you on behalf of our Caribbean community, because you're originally from Mauritius, and you have been doing work throughout this community. I know you also knew our dear brother Steve Rockwell, so you wanted to give a little reminder of some of the fun times you had. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Indeed, Brother Richard, it is very, very sad today. We go back a very, very good friend, you know, from the place that he built downtown, the mosque and all these things. And I remember so many dignitaries, Muslims who traveled to come to Canada and had difficulties to organize funds. One was, what is his name, from the States, you know, from Malcolm X and other people who were trying to come, and we were having difficulties to raise the money. And the last one was Farrakhan. We had a big, big faction at CNE and supported by Steve Rockwell. Allah bless him. If we did not come out with the finance, we would not bring Farrakhan for that big manifestation and rally in CNE. And he was there, and he was the one behind the whole thing financially. Allah bless him. And many, many faction with World Islamic Mission, as well as Maulana Nurani Siddiqui. His contribution go beyond that, you know. And lastly, about 5 weeks ago today, on Saturday, we were together in Mecca and Medina, you know, with a group from Imdadul Islam to do our ritual Umrah together, alhamdulillah. But you know, you allow Richard to do as much Umrah as you can. The second Umrah, we traveled to Bibi Aisha Masjid together with his beloved wife and my wife and the rest. And we did the dua, the two rakat nafil, and we came back to Mecca to do the last Umrah together. And he was behind me, next to me, until the end. Looking very frail and tired, but he was walking to Safa and Marwa and make the tawaf and everything. And when I get the news now, I'm from the radio and from Brother Usman, it is indeed a very, very, very sad. A man who has done so much contribution financially, spiritually, and his program on TV every Saturday, as everybody knows. It's amazing what he has done. He will be sadly missed in the community, not only for his humility towards humanity, but for the money that he has spent to spread and help other people in this country. He will be sadly missed at the Jamaat of Imdadul Islam, to Usman, Brother Zahir, Brother Rahman, his beloved sister, and the rest of them. It will be a big loss for them, as well as for us as a Muslim in the community. May I say a little dua for him, if you allow me, Richard?
I was going to just ask you, because we could say a lot of good words, but only the supplication now could reach him. So thank you so much for suggesting that. Go right ahead.
I will read the Surah Baqarah, which is very appropriate for the death in the second chapter of the Holy Quran, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Fadhkuruni yadhkurkum washkuruni wa la takfurun. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم أجرني من النار اللهم عافنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اغفر له وارحمه اللهم اغفر له وارحمه اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وسكنه في الجنة My dear brother, the late marhum, Brother Steve Rockwell, I will miss you. my dua, my supplication to Allah, especially during the months of Ramadan, when the door of dozah, the door of the hell of fire is closed, the only door that is open for the believers, the people who have iman, is Jannatul Firdaus, the door of paradise. So I know, inshallah, as soon as you are put to rest in your chamber, your ruh, your soul will go direct to paradise. May Allah bless you and grant you the highest place. Bless your beloved wife, whom we spent a few weeks together during the Umrah. And Allah give support and sabr and patience to you and your family. May Allah bless you, Richard, to give us the time. I really appreciate to give me the time and other people to contribute on your program. May Allah have mercy to you too, and for your contribution for this community for so many, many years. May Allah make you to be very, very successful in our community of Muslim and the community at large. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, thank you. Wa alaikum assalam. And you know, a lot of people don't realize this. I have personally experienced it. When my sister passed, I got a phone call advising she was not well. 4 days later, I got a phone call saying she didn't make it. And a lot of people who would not experience, and I hope nobody had to go through this, but apart from accepting the loss of a loved one, the fact that you cannot say farewell in the right way, to
Absolutely.
Go out to a janazah, to go get your shoes dirty, throw some earth onto the body, go to a cremation, those who have to go to a cremation, it's difficult, and it's a giving closure. But I tell you, today what you have done here on this program would help so many of the families, so many of the people who knew Brother Steve Rockwell. And you know, he did a human service indeed. I remember seeing him on Vision TV called To Yes. the Minaret, and he was a student of
Ahmadidat.
And you
late
know,
Ahmadidat, yes.
So he was one who really was a fiery one indeed. Apart from provocating and spreading Islam, he also financially supported many other groups. And you talk about bringing the brothers from
the States, yes. Brother Farrakhan, yes.
Farrakhan and others, many others. And I know you couldn't remember, but we have to single him out. He was one of the people in the media who did this work, and I have been trying and hustling and trying to put together finance to keep it going. This is what he did in the past. So today, yes. I salute him.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And by you being here to contribute, Brother Usman and his family would be those who would run to those who lost a loved one, who would run to their homes and do a 3 days and a 40 days and comfort them. And what yes. you have been able to do on this program today is giving back indeed. And Steve Rockwell, we thank you. May Allah grant you the highest place in Jannah.
Inshallah,
and
inshallah.
Thank you so much for contributing. And we could single him out and recognize him
okay.
today.
Thank you very much, Ramadan to Barak to you. And it's a pleasure every Saturday to listen to you and to watch you on TV, what you are doing to spread Islam in your own way. May Allah bless you, bless your late father, your sister, and the rest of them. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Well, also today, as you mentioned, we heard on the promotion, we are trying to remember the late, the great Sundar Popo. Many of you, is a name that is familiar with most West Indian Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, Suriname. Even in India, it was one of the first songs that was used in a Bollywood film back when. I don't have the exact time. But tomorrow, my friend and colleague, Gideon Hanuman Singh, would be continuing that tribute. I would like to pay a small tribute to him. And today would have been the passing to his daughter, Sandra, who have reached out to us and was able to help with some of the information that we would pass on to others. Wanted to thank her indeed. So I wanted to share with you an email that she had sent us. I would do so just after I dedicate this selection in loving memory of the late Sundar Popo. May God grant him peace and his family comfort indeed as we remember the late Sundar Popo.
Pinjre ke panchi पिंजरे के पंछी रे दर्द न जाने को बाहर से तो खामोश रहे तू बाहर से तो खामोश रहे तू भीतर भीतर रोए रे ए भीतर भीतर रोए तेरा दर्द न जाने को कह न सके तू अपनी कहानी तेरी भी पंछी क्या जिंदगानी रे कह न सके तू अपनी कहानी तेरी भी पंछी क्या जिंदगानी रे विधि में तेरी कथा लिखी आंसू में कलम डुबोए तेरा दर्द न जाने को तेरा दर्द न जाने को चुपके रोने वाले रखना छिपा के दिल के छाले रे चुपके रोने वाले रखना छिपा के दिल के छाले रे ये पत्थर का देश है पगले कोई न तेरा होए तेरा दर्द न जाने को पिंजरे के पंछी रे तेरा दर्द न जाने को तेरा दर्द न जाने को पिंजरे के पंछी रे
इन लविंग मेमोरी ऑफ द लेट सुंदर पोपो
यस इन माय आई सॉरो इन माय Tears in my eyes, sorrow in my face. I saw love a girl with the dimples on her face. Tell me your name With tears in my eyes Sorrow in my face I saw love a girl With the dimples on her face
A tribute to the late Sundar Popo Originally started off with his Nana Chale Aage Aage Went on to do many, 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 many more hits And it would not be a fitting tribute if I did not have Varindra Prasad, the leader of the then JMC Triveni, and a close friend to Sundar Popo, and a son to the late Mohan Jaikaran, who recorded most of the records and album and compilation that Sundar Popo made.
With
In tribute to Hummingbird Silver Medalist Sundar Popo on Sunday, May 3rd, 2 decades since his passing. Some you may know, others new to the air, but all with a philosophical message that draws you to the singer. Sunday morning, May 3rd at 9, remembering Sundar Popo on Ancestral Treasures 101.7 FM with your phone calls.
And we are fortunate to have Virendra Prasad, who is a part owner of Lime 101. In fact, it was rebranded Lime 101. And Virendra Prasad is on the line with me as welcome, my brother. Welcome to the program, Virendra. How are you doing, Cappy?
Hey, Rich. Just there, holding on, hoping that we get over this pandemic as well.
Let me ask you first. You caught you here?
No, boy. And they say Baba's not essential.
But, of course, I want to say thank you and hope all is well with you and the entire Triveni or KI and the band family. Virendra, I wanted to ask you if you could reflect a little bit. What your first meeting with Sundar Popo, when was that? I know you used to play. And by the way, Wendy told me about a live that your son did. And I don't know how I don't get these things. But where he interviewed you of your beginnings in the music business, and I wish I was part of that. But if you could tell us, what was your first encounter with the late Sundar Popo?
Well, Rich, before I go there, I must say, I also want to thank you because you were also a part of my journey in Toronto, stepping my foot in Canada with your programs, of course. I must say thank you as well for keeping us on the air, doing your part on behalf of us. Again, thank you. But coming to Sundar Popo, I started working with Sundar when I met Mr. Mohan Jaikaran, and knowing we were all under the same label, JMC, we started working, doing a lot of the on-stage shows, so to speak, throughout the world. We had North America, all sold-out shows, the Caribbean. I went with him twice in England alongside Anand Yankaran, where we had sold-out shows. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun knowing Sundar. In the 80s, actually, before I actually started through Mohan, we had a tour in Jamaica as well, that's where I actually met Sundar officially, and we started gelling, so to speak, where we did some music in Jamaica, and then I ended up signing with Mohan Jaikaran and then started playing for Sundar, also as a freelance musician with the great late Harry Mahabhar as well. With his band, I also played for Sundar. So, yeah, it was a pleasure, of course, a great opportunity working with the last 3 to 5 albums before he passed away. I produced that and also another 2 albums alongside Kanchan and the late Kanchan and, of course, Babla. So I had a lot of good times in studio and out of studio with Sundar and, of course, touring throughout the world.
Well, I'm not too familiar with who would have done the music, etc. And I believe it was Maestro Nari Mahabir and the BWI International.
Of course, a lot. Like for example, the last two songs I hear you played, you would of course hear Nari and his super playing of the saxophone.
Yes.
So his Sundar fame really came out in the early Trudy Gemini. Then he came with Harry Mahabir, and that is when everything had changed with Moeen Mohammed, and when they started to record him, I believe on the Windsor Records. And Harry Mahabhar, and that's where Sundar really went into fame and started to become very, very popular. And of course, I was fortunate enough in the latter part to get an opportunity to work with him later down in his years, where I produced a couple of his albums.
Not a couple. Listen, most of the recording that is existing today was produced by Mohan Jaikaran, hence your music on it.
Yes, but there were some earlier ones where Mohan produced, executive producer, which Maestro Harry Mahabhar had also done before my time.
Yes.
But I did a few well, of course, yes.
A few well, because you did pretty much that whole Nani and Nana again, a remix. We done
that as well, where we did all of his songs and we went and kind of put a little more Caribbean feel to it with some new styles and stuff into New York, where we went in and touched back everything, of course, re-recorded it.
Right.
Yes.
Now, my recollection was that first Nana Chale Age Age, that was a blue 45, and I can't remember, if you could help me, was there a song on the flip side of that, or just that was one song?
I don't think it was another song, because that's when he really got popular with that song and that one particular song, and that was the small record at those times, yeah, with the one song on it, the Nana Nani.
blue. I remember I was we were putting up louvers in the house, my father, and we had maybe 1,000,004 louvers. I tell you, it was louvers. And
no brick wall then.
Yes, and I had that speaker on a chair playing it outside, and every time that song finished, I start again. It was a blue 45, and I remember playing it, oh boy, over and over.
Yeah.
We will be playing that in the next couple of minutes coming up. But Virendra, tell us a little bit, what kind of man Sundar was in his earlier times? I know you remembered him also when he was sick. He was living in New York. But tell us, in his days performing in Jamaica, what was he like to be around?
Sundar was always a cool guy. Sundar was always a fun guy. Sundar never take anything, like to say, worries or so. Sundar just calm, going with the flow, sitting, writing his songs. He would call you, he used to call my pa. He said, "Pa, here, what have you? How you like this?" And who knows Sundar? I mean, in the music world, will know that you could steal Sundar Popo's song copy from a mile away, because like one copy book he used to be like just two lines, because he used to write big for easier for him to sing while he's on stage if he's using his books, right? So, you know, we would sit down, and he was always cool and collective, and you know, he's a guy. When in studio, I remember Sundar going into the studio with my experience, looking at him behind a microphone, and Sundar used to make life so easy. Like Sundar Popo's voice was very fluent. His the articulation, is the way he actually recorded. And still up to today, we have a lot of new artists who still can adapt the studio, taking some stuff in one take, meaning one recording. You have to go back and do it over and over before it comes out perfect. But a lot of times with Sundar and I, where we recorded in New York and Trinidad, this man was a one take guy. He just go and sing, he take his time, and definitely you're going to get a good production. And I mean, it was really fortunate for me to work with Sundar.
No, he wasn't. He was from South Trinidad, Monkey Tong Barco, and everybody could tell you. I mean, you talk to any Guyanese, they give you history. They could tell you Sundar Popo's whole life, because he was huge in Guyana.
Well, that is the experience I had with him a lot of times in Guyana. You're talking about tens of thousands of people from all walks of life waiting in line up to see Sundar singing all his songs word for word. And then at the end of it all, waiting to sign autograph at the end in the back with lines upon lines. You know, the guy was really phenomenal. The guy was super. And still his name is so strong in Guyana. You would think Sundar is still alive when you go into Guyana and listen to all his songs. And of course, it gets a little more popular again with Kancha and redoing them. You know, so the man just, his music just becoming more, how I would say, sometimes you say something, when one dies, it becomes more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And are you actually seeing this Sundar music is, a lot of the young people is redoing the music, they're re-recording. You know, a lot of them try to, and of course not try, but a lot of them are very close with the imitation. We also have our own Rex Mohan here out of Guyana, who has a close voice though to Sundar. We have this Anthony Batson. We have a few of them, well. And yeah, it's all good. It's all good,
but
that,
you know,
his music is keeping
alive.
I would
say, and anybody who could bear the pain and put a close pin on their nose, they could sound like Sundar. But Anthony Banton and some of them, I really, you know, because anyway, I could sing a Sundar, like pull it like him. But Rex, I think, is one of the closest. His lyrics need a little polishing up, because he sometimes pronounced some of the English words a little bit different than Sundar would have. But Rex,
well, I would
Mohan,
think it's the dialect
of course, yes.
I'm different from Trini to Guyanese, but it's all good, one love.
And
but
he is the closest, honestly. Then we have that fat fellow, what name was in Trinidad, Devanan Gattu, I think he is the
closest. His voice, he sings Sundar, but his octave and thing, he's not close to Sundar, his voice. That's my personal opinion. The only two really I know of right now is Rex and, of course, this young Anthony Batson, a close voice. Yes, Sundar had a nasal, which was unique, that not everybody could have gotten that technique. And it used to sound good, it worked for him, and it made him very popular in his songs with hits upon hits.
Indeed. I mean, we could spend a couple hours going through the playlist and hits after hits after hits.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in New York, I remember through a friend, Julia Mirage, she used to accommodate his wife, Queso.
Auntie Queso,
yes. And allow them to make phone calls through the toll-free BW lines and connect, so they would get a little free time to chat, no cost. I remembered he was sick in New York. You remember him in those days also?
Well, when Sundar was actually sick, we worked with him, not too much because of his condition again, sadly saying. I know his last Chutney Soka Monarch, which was very sad, where he he was on stage and actually he wasn't seeing, and then the Shamoon, I believe, at that time had to turn him around to the crowd because it was so sad looking at the great Sundar Popo, and he was not seeing the front of the stage. He did not know because he couldn't see. So they actually have to hold his whole body and turn him facing the crowd. You know, that was a sad night for me. I mean, looking at a man and his stature, his work, you know, creating a genre that everybody survive and love and still continues to do.
You work with David Rother, Black Stallion, many of the great Calypsonian. Trinidad Tobago in the soca fraternity hasn't always been kind to any other than Afro-Trinidadian. We saw it with Denise Plummer. We saw it with Ricky Jai. We saw it with everybody. Had to fight to get their space. How would Sundar Popo, in your opinion, received in the soca arena with Black Stallion and many others?
In my times, all I experienced was love. Love from the Afro and Indo community. Sundar, they all opened their arms and welcomed Sundar. He was well loved because, again, Sundar was a very easygoing guy. And he was well loved by the Afro community. We may not have too much of collaborations, but of course, Sundar was well respected by the Afro. And I personally know that because I was involved with a lot of the crossover shows and the Sunshine Awards in New York and a lot of the fets in Trinidad. But Sundar was really loved by all.
Really honored and respected, and he received that award at the Sunshine Award in New York.
Yes.
Well, Virendra Prasad, allow me to say thank you on your contribution to his music and the preservation of the legend, indeed, Sundar Popo. And, you know, I can't mention Sundar Popo's name in a tribute.
Bahora.
What's this? Bahora was what?
That's his name, Sundar Bahora. Yes. Bahora Popo, yeah.
No, but I was going to say I can't not mention Sundar name without calling Mohan Jaikaran.
Of course, yes.
And they were long-time friends and they worked together.
Well, as they say, Marsha like to say double M. Are we going this way? The double M for Sundar was Moeen, then Mohan.
You know, and another legend indeed, Moeen Muhammad. And those of you who don't know, Moeen Muhammad is a gentleman whose voice you would hear every morning on my program with the Mudde La. And that the gentleman responsible for the Windsor Record Department, brilliant broadcaster, one of the first, came on the airwaves of Trinidad and Tobago Radio.
He's the brother of the late Shah Mohammed also, who were very instrumental with the Mastana Bahar show that still goes on in Trinidad.
And Kamal, the first radio program, Half Hour.
Yes, and acting Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago.
And, you know, my show, Shabnam, came from Moeen, and I have a picture with me went to give an award to Moeen and Shamoon and Sadro and Aruna, and all of them were there. Shamsuddin Mohammed, the gentleman who wrote the book, The Journey Back to India. And it's a picture taken out by mistake. I was looking at Moeen, and the mic, I was handing it to Kamal. So it looked as if I was receiving the microphone from Kamal while looking at Moeen. And those two started off their Sunday morning program on a 6:30 to 7 in Trinidad, Indian Talent on Parade, I remember, way before my time. But I was so fortunate. I loved the voices of Kamal and Moeen, and I was fortunate enough that Moeen gave me the name of my program, Shabnam, and Moeen Muhammad did the opening, which I continue to use today. So I am so blessed to know that I had the blessings of the pioneers of radio back in Trinidad.
And you know, Rich, before I leave as well, I also want to wish my Muslim brothers and sisters, including you, all the best for the Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, with their fasting, going into Eid. I know it's probably would be a little challenging because of the situation, but we know everybody can work around it. And of course, enjoy the rest of the month with your prayer.
Thank you.
Prayer that we get through this as fast as possible.
Well, Sandra, his daughter, and I'm not sure if you ever met, you know the one in New York, I believe, right?
I know the one here too as well.
Sandra. So
I haven't seen her a long time, but I know her, yeah.
Okay, so again, we join in extending our sympathies. This pain would always resurface around this time of the year, so we're sending our love and condolences to the family indeed. Virendra Prasad, thank you. And again, I understand Lime 101 would be carrying this tomorrow special tribute, so
yes,
we would be carrying it right here on Shabnam Radio also with Gideon Hanuman Singh.
Great guy. Thank you again, Rich, and thanks for the support. Continue what you're doing, my brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome, bye.
That's for Rinja Prasad.
Dheere, dheere, chalte hai. मदुरा के दुकानों में दोनों जाके बैठे हैं। नाना किने पंचिन दारू उतर जैसे पानी, चालीस वाइन और गिल भी वाइन हरी रे मेरी नानी। आगे आगे नाना चले नानी गुंडी भाई, नाना ड्रिंकिंग वाइन सो नानी ड्रिंकिंग वाइन। आगे आगे नाना चले
Thank you to Nigel and his family at the 747 Flea Market for providing us with the music. Remember, you can drop by and check him out or call him, and he would be able to hook you up with a compilation set of the best of Sundar Popo indeed. A signature song that is heard throughout the world, especially in the coming week, is this one. Sandra, his daughter, a mother today, taking some time to remember her dad. Just wanted to share with you an email that she sent for us to share on today's program. Although it has been 20 years since my dad passed away, it seems like yesterday when I spoke to him. Sundar was a great man, as he was a father of 5 kids, grandfather of 15, and great-grand and great-grandfather of 20 grandchildren. I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank those who had taken part in the remembrance of my dad. He will be missed and loved by his children and all those who knew him. Growing up in Trinidad with my dad, he was rarely at home, always on the road for shows. My grandmother, Papu, as we called her, took care of all the kids, making sure that we had food and clothes. My mother left us when we were very small. I was only 7 years old when my mom left. Then my dad remarried, but my grandmother was the one who made sure that we had all that we wanted and took care of it so that our dad would not have to worry. She gave him the freedom to pursue his dream. It was because of my grandmother that my dad got his love for singing. He used to follow her to the weddings and singing nights. Although he won many awards throughout his career, he was still a very humble man. He had fame, but not fortune. Sundar was always there for the people who he met throughout his life. I hope these rambling words of a daughter who miss her dad very much help you. Sundar had 3 sons and 1 daughter whom wish we had more time to spend with him. Thank you, Richard, for doing this. Love, Sandra. Sandra Popo, indeed. Thank you, Sandra. And we look forward to hearing from you. Remember, the tribute continues tomorrow on ShabnamRadio.com as we join with Gideon Hanuman Singh for his tribute tomorrow. Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime are proud to be part of this special tribute to the legend, the late Sundar Popo. So join us 9 o'clock at ShabnamRadio.com as we carry this broadcast live from Lime 101 FM. That this Sunday at 9 o'clock made it...
Brampton Crum...
In tribute to Hummingbird Silver Medalist Sundar Popo on Sunday, May 3rd, 2 decades since his passing. Some you may know, others new to the air, but all with a philosophical message that draws you to the singer. Sunday morning, May 3rd at 9, remembering Sundar Popo on Ancestral Treasures 101.7 FM with your phone calls.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. The executive and members of the Sunnatul Jamaat of Ontario, Canada, extend to one and all Ramadan Mubarak. Pay your zakat and remember, it's better to deliver and distribute it with your own hands, as there are more sawab, blessings from Allah to you. However, if you are unable to deliver or distribute it, you can contact the masjid and they would be happy to do so for you. My brothers and sisters, due to the COVID-19, you know the masjids are closed. However, there are still maintenance work that has to be done. Please consider making a donation to the masjid. The Sunnatul Jamaat is located at 347 Danforth Road in Scarborough. Telephone number 416-690-2298. May we all receive Allah's choicest blessing during this blessed and holy month of Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum. Your weekend entertainment is now even better. Hey friends, you can now enjoy Caribbean Showtime every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 on the IP box. Just go to eAwaz TV, and in fact you can download the app at eAwaz Official and catch us on your smartphone. So Saturdays on Rogers 129 Bell 583 and Sunday on the eAwaz Official app and of course eAwaz TV every Sunday morning 9 to 10. Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. Visit Jerry Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Jerry Auto Vika 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Jerry Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Jerry Auto Repair, doing it right.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parkan, La Parkan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time.
fresh shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With a Parkan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Le Parkan, Le Parkan.
Visit leparkan.com.
This is Shabnam Radio. As we continue getting ready to wrap up the program, have to mention the passing of an icon indeed. Many of us grew up with him, the late Rishi Kapoor. Gone, but would not be forgotten indeed. Any suggestion on a nice Rishi Kapoor movie we could sit back and enjoy this evening? Hey, the lines are open, 416-620-1778. As we pay a small tribute to the legend indeed, and the Kapoor family has been contributing over the many, many, many years to the silver screen, so much talent indeed. But he was one of the charming, loving, fun, and funny ones indeed. May God grant him peace indeed. Gone, but not forgotten.
No more. The 67-year-old actor was admitted to a Mumbai hospital where he breathed his last this morning. Rishi Kapoor was diagnosed with cancer in 2018 and he returned to India from New York in September last year after his cancer treatment. His brother Randhir Kapoor said he was taken to the hospital on Wednesday due to deteriorating health. Son of legendary Raj Kapoor and the grandson of Prithviraj Kapoor, Rishi Kapoor debuted in the industry as a child actor with Mera Naam Joker. In 1973, Rishi Kapoor made his film debut as an adult with Bobby opposite Dimple Kapadia. The film shot him to stardom and the country found a new hero. He went on to star in movies like Amar Akbar Anthony, Laila Majnu, Rafu Chakkar, Sargam, Karz, Prem Rogue, Chandni, Hina, Bol Radha Bol, Sagar and others. The actor was last seen in the movie The Body with Imran Hashmi in 2019. Just minutes after his demise, tributes started pouring in for the late actor. The country, which is still recovering from the shock of Irfan's death yesterday, started to mourn another loss. Prime Minister Narendra Modi condoled the demise, calling Rishi Kapoor a powerhouse of talent. In a tweet, the Prime Minister also said that he is anguished at the actor's death. Amitabh Bachchan was the first celebrity to break the sad news on social media. "I am destroyed," he said. Amitabh Bachchan and Rishi Kapoor's friendship goes back a long way. The duo starred together in films such as Kabhi Kabhi, Amar Akbar Anthony, Naseeb and Kuli. They reunited for the last time for 102 Not Out in 2018, playing father and son. Others in the industry, including Akshay Kumar, Rajnikant and Pariniti Chopra too, have offered their condolences. Rishi Kapoor is survived by wife Neetu Kapoor, son Ranbir Kapoor and daughter Ridhima Kapoor Sahni. Our thoughts are with his family.
अंदर ना आ सके, अंदर से कोई बाहर ना जा सके, सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो, सोचो कभी ऐसा हो तो क्या हो, हम तुम एक कमरे में बंद हो, चाबी खो जाए, हम तुम एक कमरे में बंद हो और चाबी खो जाए।
Hey, we want to also send out happy birthday greetings going out to Sister Aklima. Greetings are coming to you from, of course, Kamal, your brother, Suzanne, your beautiful sister-in-law, and, of course, your loving nephew, Brandon. Wishing you, Aklima, happy, happy birthday with Allah's blessing.
Bye.
अंधेरा
बाबा मुझे डर लगता है
पीछे कोई डाकू लुटेरा
क्यों डर रहे हो
आगे
है इंडीड अ जेम ऋषि कपूर. Well, I know Sarah mightn't remember, or maybe you would, knowing your dad, Amir, and dad, mom would have watched many of his movies. Well, they're wishing you, Sarah, a happy, happy birthday today going out to you. Sarah, from your parents, Amir and Shalima, not forgetting your husband, Reza, your daughter, Diana, and Rehana. Thank you, and happy, happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed this one.
शायर तो नहीं मैं शायर तो नहीं मगर हसी जब से देखा मैंने तुझको मुझको शायरी आ गई मैं शायर
We have a few minutes left on the program. Listen, guys, I wanted to do this. I didn't get a chance. I would like to give to two seniors, if you know of any. I'd like to present them with the Quran radio that we've been promoting on television, valued at $70. I wanted to give it out in memory of my sister, the late Zoraida Shalabi. So if you have any seniors that you would like to deliver this to, you can reach me, and the first two people to text me or call me now, I would be able to do so. So if you could call now, 416-620-1778. And please, if you could deliver it for a senior, that'd be great. I'd be able to hook you up with those. It's Quran radio. It's an ideal companion. It has 114 surahs of the Quran with English translation. And just wanted to hand out two in loving memory of my sister, Zoraida Shalabi. 416-620-1778. Call the 416-620-1778. Hey, for those of us struggling and fighting, trying to get by, I want to share with you, I mean, there's so much domestic violence taking place, and people are confined. I was speaking to Sheikh Zahir, and he's been getting a tremendous amount of calls lately for domestic violence. Please, we ask you to refrain from that. Try to take a walk, do something, avoid the argument. And I think you could turn to God and ask for help if you to keep calm, please. But this is one way you could, taking it one day at a time. The weather is getting better, so maybe we could go in the backyard, relax, do some gardening, stretch our legs, get some fresh air. You know, we need some space sometimes if we're fighting in the house. No, please, not because I'm saying I'm not fighting. Okay, Wendy and I, we are good. But there's one thing I have been trying, one day at a time. Don't think about how the world is changing yet. What will we do? How will we enjoy our celebrations? How would we spend our Eid? Take it one day at a time.
Show me the way one day at a time. Will you remember?
we're working on bringing the Jameer Hussain collection back soon, maybe the next couple of weeks. This is a track from that album. As I bid you farewell, thanking you again to Brother Steve Rockfell and his family. Again, our sympathies go to you. Want to say to Sandra Popo, please join us tomorrow for that special on ShabnamRadio.com as we link live with Lime 101 with Gideon Hanuman Singh. And of course, thanking you for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. Tomorrow morning, 9 to 10, you can watch our television program on eawaz.com, eawaz.com on the website, or you could download the app for free at eawaz official and catch us 9 to 10. Again, thanking you for inviting me to your homes and into your hearts. To my mother, Lazina Ma, assalamu alaikum, and you know how much we so love you. May Allah reward you and keep you safe and keep you comfortable from all your children. We love you. And when I say I love you, Ma, is I love all the mothers. And this is my love to my mother, reflecting the love for children to all mothers listening. Next week, we will be doing our Mother's Day special. Do join us then. Until next time, Danyavar, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
कोविड 19 को ख़त्म करने के लिए हमें अपना किरदार अदा करना है. बाकायदगी से हाथ धोएं, साबुन और पानी के साथ सफाई का ख़ास ख्याल रखिए. बिला ज़रूरत बाहर मत जाइए. फासला और एहतियात बहुत ज़रूरी है. कोविड 19 की अलामत में बुखार, खांसी और सांस लेने में दुश्वारी होती है. अगर आपको ये आसार ज़ाहिर हैं या आप बैरून मुल्क से सफ़र करके कैनेडा वापस आए हैं, इस सूरत में आपको 14 दिन के लिए घर के अंदर सबसे अलग कमरे में रहना लाजिम है. अपना ख्याल रखिए. ontario.ca/coronavirus की साइट पे जाके मुकम्मल मालूमात हासिल कीजिए.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਛੇਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਛੇਤੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟਸ ਤੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਬੈਠੇ? ਇਹ ਸਭ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਨਾ ਕੰਪਰੋਮਾਈਜ਼ ਤੋਂ. ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰੋ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਐਪ ਫ੍ਰੋਮ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੋਂ ਕਰੋ ਪੈਸੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ. ਵਧੀਆ ਐਕਸਚੇਂਜ ਰੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਂਕ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਸ, ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਮੋਬਾਈਲ ਰੀਚਾਰਜ. ਹੁਣ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਤੇ. ਜ਼ੂਮ ਅ ਪੇਪਾਲ service tez sehal is surakshit money transfer.
Muslim Welfare Canada has made a concerted effort to lead the fight against child labor, poverty and illiteracy in third world countries. Through the generous support of our donors, over 400 children, both girls and boys, receive free, good quality education. Help educate a needy child for just $1 a day or $30 per month. Donate generously. Call 1-866-754-3111 or visit mwcanada.org.
ਡਾਈਵੋਰਸ ਜਾਂ ਕਸਟਡੀ ਦੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਔਖੀ ਲੜਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸ਼ਖਸ ਨਾਲ ਲੜ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਿਸ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਘਰ, ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਾਂਝੇ ਨੇ. ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕਈ ਸਵਾਲ ਉੱਠਦੇ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਰਟੀ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਕਸਟਡੀ ਕਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਦੌਲਤ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਕੋਲ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ.
S&S ਲੋਅਰਸ ਕੋਲ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਵਾਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਹੱਕ ਲਈ ਲੜਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਲਿਆਕਤ ਹੈ. ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਕ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਜਾਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ S&S ਲੋਅਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ 416-655-2000.
Thank you all our doctors.
Thank you all our nurses.
Thank you all our paramedics.
Thank you all our police force.